It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Authorities say an Alamogordo man is dead after surviving a rollover crash and then getting fatally struck by a passing car. New Mexico State Police say 35-year-old Jason Clapper was driving on U.S. Highway 82 between Alamogordo and Cloudcroft at a high rate of speed when the vehicle rolled early Sunday morning. State police say Clapper was wearing a seatbelt, sustained minor injuries, and was able to get out of the vehicle. Police say that while standing along the road in an unlit area, Clapper was struck by a passing car and was pronounced dead at the scene. State police say the crash is under investigation and the driver isn't facing any charges at this time. On the Tuesday Health Watch, making treatment for early-stage breast cancer less of an ordeal. UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas is conducting a clinical trial on reducing radiation treatment to a single dose. Sam Baker talked with Dr. Asal Rahimi about how that compares to the current treatment.
One option for early stage breast cancer is what we call breast conservation therapy, in which you preserve the breast versus doing a mastectomy where the breast would be removed. Standard radiation is typically 4 to 6.5 weeks of daily radiation, 5 days a week.
Why so many treatments?
Well, this is what we've been doing for over 50 years. Little doses of radiation every day have been effective in basically removing any kind of microscopic disease that would be left behind after surgery. The radiation is kind of like cleaning up any mess that hasn't been completely removed and that we can't see on imaging, because on imaging, a tumor has to be a certain size for us to be able to detect it. If it's below that size threshold, then we can't see it with the human eye or the radiology imaging modalities that we have. So the radiation is really an insurance policy, but it has been proven to help with decreased local recurrences. And so that's why we do it.
Isn't there danger involved in that?
We do a pretty good job about monitoring the organs at risk, which would be like the heart or the lungs. And we do a pretty good job in trying to minimize our toxicities. But there is still going to be toxicity with whole breast radiation. And most of those toxicities are going to be skin toxicity.
The clinical test that's underway now looks at a single dose?
Correct. Several years back, our group published a 5-treatment radiation schema where patients would get treatment for 5 days. And this would be what we call partial breast, which is essentially the lumpectomy cavity. We've had positive results with that study. And so the ongoing study we have right now is one single dose of radiation after surgery to a small area where the lumpectomy cavity was and where the tumor was removed.
Is that equivalent to the smaller doses before?
Equivalent to what you would get with the 6.5 weeks of whole breast radiation, except we would be doing it to a much smaller area. And this is a phase one dose escalation study to the dose equivalent. We have to work our way up to get there to make sure that we're monitoring people for toxicity, to make sure that this is a safe way of doing it. We're almost done with that second dose level. We will be escalating the dose to the last dose level, which is the dose that we believe is equivalent to the 6.5 weeks of radiation.
What makes it possible that we've gone from having to do so many treatments now down to possibly a single dose?
Right. In the 90s, people started looking at treating a focused area of the breast. The next thing that was looked at was something called intraoperative radiation, where you can bring in a specialized radiation machine into the operating room and deliver one dose of radiation at the time of surgery. The downside is you don't have the final pathology, so sometimes people will get this radiation dose in the operating room, and then we find out they have positive lymph nodes, or it seems to be a bigger tumor than what we originally thought, or that we have positive margins. So then they have to come back and get whole breast radiation. This one fraction study is using that intraoperative radiation as a basis, but we're trying to make it more convenient for everybody on the team, right? So because we'll have the final pathology, and then we'll be able to really make these decisions after we really know what's going on in the breast and how the surgery final pathology margins turn out, and making sure that patients don't have positive lymph nodes.
We're talking about my treatment here for early stage breast cancer.
Correct.
That said, would this be recommended for anyone who's in that group?
These are mostly for patients that are estrogen and progesterone positive tumors, so hormone positive tumors, and they fall within a certain size criteria, really kind of more small tumors, mm-hmm. but the surgical cavity also needs to be small, and that's to minimize toxicity.
How big a game changer is this?
I think this is a game changer for patience and convenience, and it allows people to get back to their life sooner. When you think about all the responsibilities that women have these days, mothers, wife, women that work full-time, women that are taking care of children or taking care of their parents, mm-hmm. coming to the radiation facility every single day for 6.5 weeks can be very burdensome.
Dr. Rahimi, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for having us.